This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum, November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. As if farmers needed one more problem to deal with in a very difficult year, there's vomit toxin. I'll talk about it after this. Progressive farmers, successful farmers, are finding ways to improve the bottom line by using precision agriculture and getting all they can out of the data. That other crop, as I call it, available from their fields. Well, there's a Farm Progress Tech Forum coming up to help producers with their precision ag and data analysis skills. You can learn and be inspired by the conference sessions and the workshops taught by ag industry leaders in precision agriculture and by university educators. It's a curriculum, this two-day conference, designed by the Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures editors to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions. Here's a website for the Farm Progress Tech Forum. It is farmprogresstechforum.com. You can look at the agenda. You can register there, farmprogresstechforum.com. Oh, it's been a crazy harvest, a very difficult one. We've seen it on the social media, all of those tracks in the fields, the crops out there in snow, the big ruts that have been cut as farmers have tried to get their equipment out of the mud. Now, here's one more problem. Increased levels of the plant toxin known as vomit toxin. That stuff that can occur in corn, sickening livestock. It can also result in human or pet illness, and grain buyers avoid it like the plague. More cases than normal are likely in the corn crop this year because of the wet weather this autumn. It caused that fungus to develop while delaying the harvest. About 3/4 of our U.S. corn is used to make feed for livestock and to make ethanol, a byproduct called distillers' dried grains that is fed to animals. However, livestock and ethanol producers need to blend corn that contains that vomit toxin with corn that does not to make it suitable for feed when the toxin levels are high. One Indiana grain inspector, Doug Titus, Titus Grain Inspection, told the Reuters News Service hogs don't like the taste, they don't like the smell, they'll literally starve to death before eating grain that has vomit toxin in it. The quality worries come as our farm income has plunged by half over the past 5 years, and as the deepening trade war has harmed the demand for our soybeans. WH Group Limited's Smithfield Foods, the world's biggest pork producer, has detected vomit toxin in corn in Iowa and Nebraska, states where it generally isn't a problem. The company which feeds the corn to hogs did not respond to a request for comment from the Reuters News Service. I'll be back after this.